This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate is voting on two bills on the government shutdown, now in its 34th day. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, neither bill is expected to pass as 800,000 federal employees face another payday with no money.
While both bills are expected to fail, the Senate's taking a new approach, shifting from weeks of pointing fingers to actually voting. The GOP-backed bill is based on President Trump's demand for $5.7 billion in border wall money. The Democrats are pushing one that would temporarily open the government without wall funding. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that's a dead end.
It stands no chance of earning the president's signature.
Across the Capitol, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's holding out hope.
I'm still optimistic in the goodness of the Republicans in the Senate.
The twin failures might spur a more serious effort to end the shutdown. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. government is rallying nations in the Western Hemisphere to continue the push to isolate Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro, as an increasing number of countries declared their support for National Assembly President Juan Guaido as the country's new leader. In remarks to the Organization of American States Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged all members to recognize Guaido as Venezuela's leader.
All OAS member states must align themselves with democracy and respect for the rule of law. All member states who have committed to uphold the Inter-American Democratic Charter must now recognize the interim president.
Meanwhile, Venezuela announced that it would close its embassy and all consulates in the United States. In a speech, President Nicolas Maduro added that he agreed with a call by Mexico and Uruguay for dialogue between the Venezuelan government and opposition. This is VOA News.